she lives next door, and she's always been really important in my life. When we were little and my mum was working, she used to look after us. She'd tell us stories about her childhood. It was like listening to fairy stories. Life was so different when she was a child. In her kitchen, she used to keep a special dish with sweets for us, and she was always baking cakes and pies. Now she doesn't bake so much. She started eating more healthily in her old age, salads and vegetables and things. It's funny how she's changed. She also goes to this special gym class for old people. It's amazing. I don't see her so often now, but she's always the same person, however much her lifestyle changes.
B. He's 4 years older than me, and that seemed like a huge amount when we were children. When we were at the same school, we never talked to each other during school hours. But now we're older, it's a lot better. Although I'll always be the little one, and that's annoying sometimes. He's taken me to rock concerts that I wouldn't have gone to otherwise, and when he was at uni, I went to stay with him sometimes. That was really cool. It was great to see what real student life was like when I was still at school. Now that he's working, he's really busy, but we still hang out sometimes. We go to football matches together because we both support our home team. It's always good to see him.
C.
We've known each other since we were five, and we've always got on really well. Well, apart from that time when we fell out because we both liked the same boy, but he went off with Heather Jenkins, so we made friends again quite quickly. We both liked the same kind of music and going dancing at the weekend, and when we were younger, we went out on our bikes together. At school, we're good at different things. I'm good at languages, and Laura's good at maths. That's good, though. It means that we can help each other with our homework. Next year, I'm probably going to study in London, and she's going to Manchester, but I'm sure our relationship won't change.
D.
His family moved in just a few houses down from us when I was about 10, and I still remember how excited I felt when I found out there was another boy on the street. I'd been the only boy, you see. The others were all girls. We were good friends from the beginning because we were into the same things, computers and football mostly. But we had quite a few of the same hobbies for a while. I remember making lots of models of aeroplanes 1 year. Another year, we took up fishing. We had all the equipment and everything, and we'd spend ages down by the river. I never go fishing now. His family moved away a couple of years ago. We're still friends on Facebook, but we don't really have much contact.
E.
I can remember all the details of when we met. I was wearing a red dress and I just had my hair cut. I can even remember what music was playing the first time I saw him. I knew he was special from the beginning, and I was right. We've been together ever since. Well, it's only been 18 months, and some people say that isn't very long, but it seems like ages to me. We've got such similar personalities and so much in common. I'm sure we'll stay together forever. She lives next door, and she's always been really important in my life. When we were little and my mum was working, she used to look after us. She'd tell us stories about her childhood. It was like listening to fairy stories. Life was so different when she was a child. In her kitchen, she used to keep a special dish with sweets for us. and she was always baking cakes and pies. Now she doesn't bake so much. She started eating more healthily in her old age, salads and vegetables and things. It's funny how she's changed. She also goes to this special gym class for old people. It's amazing. I don't see her so often now, but she's always the same person, however much her lifestyle changes.
B.
He's 4 years older than me, and that seemed like a huge amount when we were children. When we were at the same school, we never talked to each other during school hours. But now we're older, it's a lot better. Although I'll always be the little one, and that's annoying sometimes. He's taken me to rock concerts that I wouldn't have gone to otherwise, and when he was at uni, I went to stay with him sometimes. That was really cool. It was great to see what real student life was like when I was still at school. Now that he's working, he's really busy, but we still hang out sometimes. We go to football matches together because we both support our home team. It's always good to see him.
C.
We've known each other since we were five, and we've always got on really well. Well, apart from that time when we fell out because we both liked the same boy, but he went off with Heather Jenkins, so we made friends again quite quickly. We both liked the same kind of music and going dancing at the weekend, and when we were younger, we went out on our bikes together. At school, we're good at different things. I'm good at languages, and Laura's good at maths. That's good, though. It means that we can help each other with our homework. Next year, I'm probably going to study in London, and she's going to Manchester, but I'm sure our relationship won't change.
D.
His family moved in just a few houses down from us when I was about 10, and I still remember how excited I felt when I found out there was another boy on the street. I'd been the only boy, you see. The others were all girls. We were good friends from the beginning because we were into the same things, computers and football mostly. But we had quite a few of the same hobbies for a while. I remember making lots of models of aeroplanes one year. Another year, we took up fishing. We had all the equipment and everything, and we'd spend ages down by the river. I never go fishing now. His family moved away a couple of years ago. We're still friends on Facebook, but we don't really have much contact.
E.
I can remember all the details of when we met. I was wearing a red dress and I just had my hair cut. I can even remember what music was playing the first time I saw him. I knew he was special from the beginning, and I was right. We've been together ever since. Well, it's only been 18 months, and some people say that isn't very long, but it seems like ages to me. We've got such similar personalities and so much in common. I'm sure we'll stay together forever.
On Star Students today, we are speaking to Peter, who is going to tell us about the Pomodoro technique, a system to help manage your time. It was invented by an Italian man called Francesco Cirillo in the 1980s. Now, he called it the Pomodoro technique after a tomato-shaped timer that his mother used to use when she was cooking. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato. And this tomato has helped Peter become an A-grade student. So, Peter, welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Tell us about the Pomodoro technique. What's it about?
It's about getting maximum productivity from your available time. I use it for studying, but professionals use it at work.
Is it difficult to follow?
No, it's actually very simple. It's about breaking down your work into separate jobs and then using a timer to separate your time into periods of intensive work and short breaks.
OK, well, that sounds sensible. So how do you start?
First of all, you should think about the task you need to complete. For example, writing an essay for homework. You need to think about all the stages of the task and write a clear to-do list on a piece of paper. When you are ready to start, you set the timer to 25 minutes and you start working on the first item on the list.
OK, but what happens when the timer goes off?
When the timer goes off, you must take a short break of between 3 to 5 minutes. One 25-minute session is one Pomodoro. So when you have completed this, you deserve a short break. You should try to move about a bit during the break. Then set the timer for another 25 minutes and keep working. At the end of the next Pomodoro, you have another short break. As you complete the items on the to-do list, you should tick them off to give you a feeling of satisfaction that you're getting the job done.
OK, I get it. Can you use any timer? Most people have timers on their phones these days. Could you use that?
You could, but the danger is that then you can check messages on your phone or you start looking at apps. I use my dad's kitchen timer and I make sure I switch off my phone when I'm studying. I get so much more done. In the breaks, I sometimes check my phone, but only if I've completed some of the items on my to-do list.
Well, 3 to 5 minutes isn't long for a break. Is that enough time?
Well, when you've had 4 or 5 short breaks, you can take a longer break, and then you start again.
And it works?
Yes, it works for me. It stops me wasting time. My work is much more effective when I use the timer. It's like short, intense periods of work. I actually get my homework done a lot quicker now, which leaves me more free time. So, for me, it works really well.
Well, I think I'll give it a try. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
On Star Students Today, we are speaking to Peter, who is going to tell us about the Pomodoro technique, a system to help manage your time. It was invented by an Italian man called Francesco Cirillo in the 1980s. Now, he called it the Pomodoro technique after a tomato-shaped timer that his mother used to use when she was cooking. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato. And this tomato has helped Peter become an A-grade student. So, Peter, welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Tell us about the Pomodoro technique. What's it about?
It's about getting maximum productivity from your available time. I use it for studying, but professionals use it at work.
Is it difficult to follow?
No, it's actually very simple. It's about breaking down your work into separate jobs and then using a timer to separate your time into periods of intensive work and short breaks.
OK, well, that sounds sensible. So how do you start?
First of all, you should think about the task you need to complete. For example, writing an essay for homework. You need to think about all the stages of the task and write a clear to-do list on a piece of paper. When you are ready to start, you set the timer to 25 minutes and you start working on the first item on the list.
OK, but what happens when the timer goes off?
When the timer goes off, you must take a short break of between 3 to 5 minutes. One 25-minute session is one Pomodoro. So when you have completed this, you deserve a short break. You should try to move about a bit during the break. Then set the timer for another 25 minutes and keep working. At the end of the next Pomodoro, you have another short break. As you complete the items on the to-do list, you should tick them off to give you a feeling of satisfaction that you're getting the job done.
OK, I get it. Can you use any timer? Most people have timers on their phones these days. Could you use that?
You could, but the danger is that then you can check messages on your phone or you start looking at apps. I use my dad's kitchen timer and I make sure I switch off my phone when I'm studying. I get so much more done. In the breaks, I sometimes check my phone, but only if I've completed some of the items on my to-do list.
Well, 3 to 5 minutes isn't long for a break. Is that enough time?
Well, when you've had 4 or 5 short breaks, you can take a longer break, and then you start again.
And it works?
Yes, it works for me. It stops me wasting time. My work is much more effective when I use the timer. It's like short, intense periods of work. I actually get my homework done a lot quicker now, which leaves me more free time. So, for me, it works really well.
Well, I think I'll give it a try. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.